Funeral Home, Brown Shoe Fit Company, the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, the Chase County Recreation Commission, the City of Cottonwood Falls, the City of Madison, Cody Thurston of Midwest Land Group, Emporia Orthodontics, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Equity Bank, ESB Financial, GR Roofing, Grimmett Concrete, Harrison Body Shop, Heartland Office Systems, the Levo Booster Club, the Madison Alumni Association, Mel's Tire, Miller Granite Memorials, Moon Title and Escrow, MT Networks, Osage City Parks and Recreation, Plumbing by Spellman, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Ratcliffe Propane, Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Ridge Door Company, RV Dock, Shanky Well Service, Seamers Construction, The She Shed, Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair, USD 251 North Lyon County, USD 253 Emporia Public Schools, USD 284 Chase County, USD 386 Madison Virgil, USD 454 Burlingame, Van Arsdale Funeral Services, Wagner Automotive General Service, and by Wolf Wash Dog Wash. Now, live from White Auditorium in downtown Emporia, here's Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood.
Good evening and welcome to the close of the winter sports campaign. Chuck Samples and Dylan Sherwood with you here from White Auditorium. We're just a couple of rows up here this evening, and it's hard to imagine that we're 2 weeks removed from the official end of the campaign with the state basketball tournaments across the state. But we have a treat for you here tonight because it's the annual Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic on the boys and girls side. And Dylan, this is a joy to watch. It's a joy to broadcast. And it's a wonderful time and a great time to really recognize what the Flint Hills Optimists do here for youth in a number of different settings.
It's great to see all these seniors. There's a majority of them that we immediately cover with our area game of the week coverage and our Emporia High coverage. There's a couple of faces we don't see normally, but yep. It's good to get them covered here tonight as we're honoring with some great seniors that were selected by their coaches and chosen by the Optimist Club to be here tonight.
Yeah, nominations, taking place. And there's a number of seniors who, and we'll hear from them throughout the course of the next 3 hours or so here on our airwaves, that they are very honored to be here. You'll hear, and you heard from Ken Hansen on KVUE AM earlier this week, that for some, and really for a lot of these kids, this is going to be the last time that they are on a college basketball court, maybe even a high school basketball court, as they transition into the next stage of their lives, whether it's college or something else that they have in mind. And it'll be interesting to hear what these students have in mind. Now that they're switching over to spring sports, what they've got ahead for that, right after the end of the academic year is done, so it's going to be a fun time tonight.
And I get to ask the tough questions to them.
So what tough questions do you got in mind here?
Just what their future plans are. I kind of know. I put together my notes like I do for a typical broadcast. There are some that I don't know what they're doing. So
right.
Maybe they have an answer. They fill out this questionnaire before the program gets made, so it could change. And sometimes there's a curveball thrown.
And sometimes they'll flat out tell you they aren't sure yet, because there's a lot of different things that these kids do. And I use the term kids only because I am far from that age group now. But, these students have so much ahead of them.
Yeah.
They also have done so much in a lot of cases because they're multi-sport athletes. They have, activities like work, or maybe it's 4-H or things like that that take them out of the home after the school day is done. And so they have a lot of opportunities ahead of them, and sometimes things don't line up immediately. So getting a chance to hear what they have planned, or at least in front of them, is going to be part of the atmosphere and part of the joy that we're going to have here for you tonight.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll get to talk to the coaches as well.
Yep.
Try to catch up with Michelle Stevie Corpring here in a minute, and Macy Smith as well. So probably get in position to do that. So let me go ahead and get that ready to rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan. We're going to take our break here, and then when we come back, we'll introduce you to the complete lineups. So the girls' game is first, and we will have that for you here in just a little bit as we get ready for the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic doubleheader. You're listening to the All-Star Basketball Classic on Country 101.7 FM and KVUE.com.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Advantage Metals Recycling in Emporia. They buy high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and structured steel. Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street. Emporia Public Schools, they engage, they empower, they inspire. And by Becker Auto Sales, great deals on premium pre-owned vehicles with financing options for everyone. Visit BeckerAutoSalesLLC.com today.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Kansas Land Bank, they're now Equity Bank, and they're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget, it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
White Auditorium, Chuck Samples back up at the regular control panel, at least on site. And now we've got Dylan Sherwood, who's going to be roaming the sidelines an awful lot the next few hours. He's got Michelle Keith, Stevie Corpening right now.
Michelle, welcome back. You were off last year, and Amanda Gutierrez replaced you, but how's it feel to be back?
Feels good. We got a good group of kids this year.
Well, what do you like about your team?
I like they seem very fiery, and they're ready to go.
It should be a fun one. You're going against Macy Smith, a little open.
Yeah, a little inter-town competition, so that's a good thing.
All right, Michelle, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Chuck, we'll get Macy Smith here in a second.
All right, sounds good. And why would it not surprise us that when Michelle Stevie Corpening talks about the contact and the character of her team, that she likes the fire? She played with a ton of fire when she was at Olpe and then at Emporia State University.
Yeah, there's a reason why she's got a banner.
Yeah, well said, well said. Was it Macy Smith is right now just about done giving her her exhortations here for the blue team, so we'll give her a chance to get done with that. We're also going to have National Anthem here in a second, and then we're going to have starting lineups before we officially jump off.
They'll introduce the teams in numerical order. And
right.
There is eight on each side. There's 17 girls. One won't play tonight due to recovering from an injury. It's Carly Ole from Southern Coffee County. So there'll be eight girls to play, but we'll still get a chance to talk to each one of them.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So we are just about set for National Anthem here in a second, I do believe.
And we got the Opie Pep Band is here.
Yep.
And then Bill Neinstead is on the PA. So good to see the longtime Levo, Emporia High, and spent a couple years at Madison.
Yep. And I tell you what, we have a good crowd here tonight.
I'm not surprised.
This is one of the better crowds that we've been able to enjoy here. And we're going to take our final break here as they get ready for the national anthem. We'll be back with lineups as we continue from the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company, where you'll find footwear for the whole family at 603 Commercial in downtown Emporia. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all athletes good luck. And by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and the surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by USD 251 North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-2025 school year. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
National anthem's complete. Fingers on the blue side, pointing all out towards center. And I think here in a second we'll get Macy Smith as Dylan Sherwood is about set to get a quick interview. Tip off for the girls game coming up here in just a second. Dylan Sherwood, it is all yours.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Macy Smith, you just completed your Emporia State career, so you're back after last year.
Yeah, it was a good year. It was pretty fun. It didn't quite turn out the way we wanted, but it was a great 4 years, and I wouldn't change it for the world. I made some really good friends through it all.
You know, what's it like, you didn't win last year, so you're trying to come back and win.
I know. I'm 0-1 right now. I gotta get back to 500 and get going. It'll be an intense game.
What do you like about your team?
They got some spunk. We're pretty solid.
What's it like to go against Michelle?
It's a little intimidating.
It is?
It is.
So you got a good game plan ahead?
Yeah, totally. Can't tell you what it was.
I'm not going to.
Kind of game plan, and it's going out and having fun, because that's what this is all about anyway.
Excellent. Have fun, Macy.
Thank you.
Macy Smith again. That's funny.
That's great.
Yeah, and spunky on both sides. So this is going to be interesting. Okay, here's the layout here for the girls' game. We're going to do college rules, which means 4 10-minute quarters.
No, they're going to do halves.
It is going to be halves.
So,
okay.
You want me to explain it since I kind of know
right
a little
bit
more? So we're going to play 20-minute halves, so the normal college rules, 30-second shot clock, and at the end, with 2 minutes left in each half, if the team that's down makes
make
a bucket,
it.
It's make it take it.
Got
so
it.
There's where your interesting rules is. So, but yeah.
All
so
right.
There's some basic details for you.
All right. While we're here, let's go ahead and let you know who the players will be. And we'll start on the red side here. We'll have Avery Beyer from Chase County, 5'1". We'll also have from Mission Valley, 5'10", Kipley Jacobson. From Northern Heights, 5'11", Addison Hendricks. We'll have also 5'6", forward Sierra Crouch from Lebo. Also from Lebo, 5'5", Abby Jones. Lexi Boss from Osage City, 5'9". Madison's Jalen Weekly, 5'10" tall. Then we'll have Adia Hefner, 6' from Emporia High. And Carly Ole, who again is not playing today because she's recovering from an injury, but will still get her interview from Southern Coffee County. So that's the red squad, start to finish. And then on the blue side, from Lebo, 5'9", Sage Hadley. From Burlingame, 5'3", Jocelyn Simmons. Savannah Davis, 5'10", from Linden. Josie Romig, 5'10", from Waverly. Trinity Wendell, 5'8", from Hartford. Osage City's Sadie Shoemaker, 5'4" tall. Lainey Winfrey, 5'10", from Eureka. And from Madison, Candace Ashlock, standing 5'8". So those are your lineups. Again, that's a start to finish. And we'll let you know who is starting on the floor once we get over to that point.
Yes, and we will start our interviews. I'll try to do half and half since usually there's 10 total. And
usually.
We want to try to do 5 and 5 for each team. So, but we'll try to get as many in the first half, try to do half and half. So, and we do have media timeouts, so at 15, 10, and 5. So,
got it.
So so that's when we'll have our breaks. But, Chuck, you got to see some of the Lyon County League during the tournament here in January. Of course, I saw Emporia High, most of the way. I saw the Lebo girls play and the Hartford girls play. I'm familiar with a lot of these girls that are taking the floor because, I do our area coaches' corner. So there's a reason why I know a lot about these teams. So, all right, we got Red Squad out.
Yeah, and they will bring out here for the Red. They'll have Avery Beyer, looks like, I believe Kipley Jacobson was out there. We also have Adia Hefner. We have Sierra Crouch. I apologize. We have Abby Jones and Lexi Boss are the starting five for the Red. Ball's going to go in the air here in a second, and we'll also let you know that for the Blue, Sage Hadley, Jocelyn Simmons are on the starting five. Also here at center, we have Sadie Shoemaker. Then we have Candace Ashlock and Lainey Winfrey. Jump shot from the right wing is good. Right off the jump, Jalen Weekly scores, so the Red Squad gets the early advantage, 2-0. One of the traditional hallmarks here of the Flint Hills Optimist games is trying to do as little zone as possible.
They like to play man-to-man.
They do like to play man-to-man. And we'll let this possession go here, and then we're going to go ahead and start sending things down to Dylan because there's a lot of interviews to get to. Shot clock down to 2. Finally, a forced shot by Avery Beyer. That misses, and the other way comes Abby Jones, and she's fouled. So let's head it down to Dylan Sherwood on the red side.
We're going to start with the red, and we're joined by Lee Ole of Southern Coffee. Does it feel different to be here knowing you guys were in the Lyon County League?
Yeah, we haven't played here this year, and it's usually we come here often, so this is different, but it's nice being back here.
How was it in the new league for SEC?
It's very different, a lot more schools. We didn't get to know everybody like we know the Lyon County League. We're friends with a lot of people, so it's much different.
Well, and I know you're not playing. You're recovering from an injury.
Yep, I tore my ACL and my meniscus, but I'm on the recovery side, so I'm happy.
Well, one thing, you're going to be coming back to Emporia. You're going to attend the ESU for human resources. What made that?
Well, I actually recently changed. I'm going to go to KU for speech pathology, so I switched a lot, but I'm excited for this new adventure. So.
You made me a little more happy because I'm a Jayhawk, too.
Oh, yay.
What kind of stood out more about Lawrence?
Well, I would have come to ESU, but they didn't really have my designed path that I was going through. But I'm excited to go to Lawrence. It'll be close to home, so I'm happy.
And I bet you're excited for some basketball.
Yep, let's go, Jayhawks.
And the new booth.
Yes.
Well, Carly, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at KU.
Thank you so much.
Carly Ole of SEC. Chuck?
Okay, we've had a couple of missed shots on either side, and now we have a kickball. So the Red has it with just under 2 minutes played. We're at 18-18 to go, first half of play. 2-0 Red. Bounce pass for Lexi Boss. Her shot is up and in, and she's going to go to the line to add one more.
Jalen Weekly named second team 1A Division 1 according to Keisha Cover today. Chuck?
Nice.
I got the facts.
Free throw up and good. Boss with 2 and then one more on top of that, so she's got 3.
Oh, that was Lexi. Jalen's down here.
So 5-0 early for the Red. Ball is knocked away on the pass in the lane, and coming away with it happens to be Red Squad's Abby Jones. Jones to the left wing, now has to hold things up. Ball almost got away from her, but she does able to get it over to Avery Beyer, and then back to the left side for Jones. Under 2 minutes gone here, just over 2 minutes gone, I should say, in the first half of play from the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic on Country 101.7 FM. Deep 3, this one is a little wide. Jones a little off target. Blue Squad has the ball. Now they'll attack. Across center is Winfrey. Winfrey to the foul stripe, but the ball's poked free from her. Both coaches mentioned about spunky, fiery, feisty, and we're seeing that on the defensive side, specifically on the perimeter when both cases. Boss, baseline right, jumps down the lane, stops, nearly traveled. It's not called. Free throw line jumper off target from Hefner. Easy rebound for the Blue, and here they come down the other way. Jump shot, long 3 by Winfrey, little short, rebounded by a Beyer of the Red. 5-0 Red here as we continue. First half play.
Duck, I think I did something wrong with my boards. Jalen Weekly is number 6 for Red.
And Weekly is Lexi, 6.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Yeah.
Here's a 3-pointer which misses, but a follow-up misses. Bodies hit the floor, and the Blue has the ball.
You know, I don't like it when people miss from point-blank range.
Ball fake, nearly a travel, not called, but down the lane for 2 is going to be Sage Hadley.
Now that is what Sage Hadley does in helping the Wolves to a third-place finish in 1A2.
All right, we do have wholesale changes, and it's going to be easier to tell you who's on the floor than who is on and off. So for the Red, looks like Shoemaker stays on, so does Romig. I apologize, I'm looking at the wrong list here. Went on the Blue side, which is not accurate. double team. Now the ball goes out to Kipley Jacobson, who's on the floor now to the left wing. That is going to be Weekly. Rotates over to the corner right. Jump shot good from Sierra Crouch, and that is a three. Our first three of the game, 8-2 Red. Quickly down the lane, one-on-one move is off target there from Winfrey. Follow shot, no good. In the lane, there's a held ball, or are they going to call a reach-in foul? They did call a foul. And that'll be on Trinity Wendell, which is foul number one on her. 15:59 and change to go. Let's send it back down to Dylan.
All right, well, we're joined by someone that I cover all the time, so that means the Lady Spartans being represented by Adea Hefner, one of two seniors for Taylor Scott, and coaches down here. But, you know, what's it mean to be an all-star?
I mean, it's very special. It's a very special moment for me. It's great to play one last game. I kind of missed it, which I didn't think I would, but it's definitely amazing, yeah.
You got to start tonight, too, so that didn't feel good.
Yeah, that felt amazing. It was just really nice to be back in that position.
You know, the rebuilding year, but for the Lady Spartans, but what did it mean to play for Coach Scott in her first year?
I mean, it was one of my best years I've ever played. I enjoyed it. The atmosphere was absolutely tremendous. Scott made sure of that. The girls were amazing, too, and I just honestly was up to the coach. The coach was amazing.
Does your Aunt Katie give you a hard time because you know how I had to drop the facts on Emporia High broadcast?
Yes, she does. The worst. She gives me such a hard time. I mean, but that's what she's meant to do. She's a motivator, so yeah.
Most definitely. I know over spring break you went down to Arkansas for a campus visit, so you're going down to Fayetteville to the University of Arkansas, and you just made me a little mad because of what John Calipari's team did to my Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I can't wait. Next year's going to be amazing, so civil engineering is what I'm going for. That's going to be an awesome time.
What stood out more than staying close to home?
I just really like to be up and move around, so, like, really just leaving Kansas is, like, what I really wanted to do, and it's close enough, you know what I mean? So
that's not far.
Yeah, it's not far. It's about 4 hours, so that's nice. Nice drive home.
Most definitely. Adea, it's been great getting to cover you the last 3 years. Best of luck at Arkansas.
Thank you.
That's Adea Hefner from Emporia High. Chuck?
All right, and we're at the media timeout, and since we've been chatting here, the Blue Squad has gone from 8-2 down to 9-8 up. We're going to take a break, 14:36 left, first half of play from the Optimist All-Star Classic put on by the Flint Hills Optimist. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Get your car or truck back on the road with quality service and mechanical expertise from Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair, 1025 Industrial Road in Emporia. Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 25 years.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. Chase County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Hills Optimist All-Star Classic continuing from White Auditorium, and the Blue Squad's on a 7-0 run now, going from 8-2 behind to 9-8 ahead over the last couple of minutes. Baskets by Sage Hadley, Josie Romig, and Lainey Winfrey, putting the Blue Squad in front for the first time here after the Red had gotten out to an 8-2 advantage. Red has the ball now. Ball goes underneath for Boss, and then we've got a whistle and a foul as the ball has to squirt over to Sierra Crouch, who hits it, and she's fouled. That foul going on Trinity Wendell, which I believe will be her second.
Fouls don't matter. Fouls don't matter, Chuck.
How many times you get into zone defense, that's what matters. Free throw here is no good. Blue has the board. Let's get back down to Dylan.
Joined now by Jocelyn Simmons of Burlingame. What is it like to play for Coach Slater the last couple of years?
Oh, it's really great. He's a great coach. He's put so much into our program, and he just gives it everything.
Did you know he likes to give me a hard time?
Oh, he does that to everyone.
He likes Panda Express, so every time if I have to come out up to Burlingame to deliver an Athlete of the Week plaque, he wants me to bring some to him.
Oh, gosh. He usually wants McDonald's, usually. That's all he ever talks about.
Maybe I should tell him, you want McDonald's instead?
Probably. He'd probably say yes.
I know you had a single game record that you had this year.
Yeah. I was just on. I mean, nothing else really about it. I just couldn't really miss.
That was 10 threes in a game.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, actually. I was pretty surprised.
Well, second team All-Lyon County League. Honorable mention, 1A Division 1, according to Keisha Covert. So you got to feel good to have some accolades.
Yeah, it really was. Because, I mean, yeah, I worked hard all season, and I've worked hard every other year. And I didn't really get to play that much my freshman and sophomore year, but I've really grown up into it.
Yeah, any thoughts on your future?
I think I'm just going to get my associates in business and go from there.
Any school you don't know?
I think probably just Allen online class.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Jocelyn, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Allen.
Thank you.
That's Jocelyn Simmons of Burlingame. Chuck?
Okay, and Dylan, we're now at 14-10 blue. Remember, it was an 8-2 red advantage early, but now a 12-2 run that has put the blue in front. We do have a foul, and I did wind up missing who that was on, so I apologize. But
I don't think Niner announced it.
Okay, and it's not on the board anyway, so 12:53
left.
It
doesn't matter, Chuck. It's an all-star game.
I know. Somebody's going to have to fall out, though. 14-10 blue.
They don't foul out in this game either.
Well, no comment. Let's send you back down to Dylan. He's got another interview.
Joined now by Madison's Candace Ashlock. And what's it like to be back here at Wyatt Auditorium?
It feels great. Since I missed out on the LCL tournament first game, it feels great to be back in here.
You guys decided to make a little run there and just ran into Little River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great game. We played really well. I'm very proud of how we played that game. We all showed up. It was great.
What's it like to play for Coach Daniels here during your senior year?
I enjoy playing for Brett. I wish I could play for him again. I wish I had him my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, but it was great to have him my senior year.
Well, your former coach, Bill Ninestead, doing a PA. I guess what else? Another thing, having Jalen on the other side.
It is tough having Jalen on the other side, but, you know, it's a good competition since we know each other pretty good.
You gotta go to the Hutch? For radiology.
Yep, sure am.
And just school?
Yeah, just for radiology.
And hopefully maybe transfer after 2 years?
I thought about it, but I'm not quite sure yet.
Well, you'll figure it out. I know that. So going to a two-year school before transferring. So, well, I got to see you play your sophomore year down there in Oswego. That was a fun night.
Oh, yeah, that was a great night. I did get elbowed in the head pretty good, but I went back out and played. But that was a pretty good game.
Well, Candace, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Hudge.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Candace Ashlock of Madison. Chuck?
All right, 17-12 Blue Squad with the lead. We've got a missed jump shot. Now Hefner is going to follow. That one's a little strong. And clear by the Blue. 17-12. A pretty complete flip, as we mentioned already a couple of times in the scorebook, and now a steal. Coming the other way is Crouch. Crouch has a 4-on-2 break, decides not to push. The deep three this time is no good, but picking up the rebound is Hendricks. Fakes a pass to the right. Now it's going to go underneath. And a left-handed shot is no good. Push for the rebound, picked up by Weekly. And we'll get it out to the perimeter before we get the... Okay, that shot is off and rebounded by the Blue, picked up by the Red. I think that was Weekly with the rebound, and now we have a foul. Back down to Dylan Sherwood.
Joined now by Lainey Winfrey of Eureka. And, well, first off, welcome to Wyatt Auditorium.
Thank you.
Well, just talk about your four-year career at Eureka and playing for Shelly Hoyt, the legend. She's a legend, Coach.
I transferred in my sophomore year, and I actually, like, I really like it. She's a great coach, and she's done great things for the program and for me.
Where did you transfer in from?
Bishop Carroll.
Oh, wow. Wow, going from the City League to Eureka.
Yeah, it was a big change, but it was a good one.
You got to play with the Singate sisters, didn't you, before they went to Maysouth?
They left the year right before I transferred in.
Well, the Singate sisters were really good, and one's playing at Butler down there in El Dorado, and the other's a junior, so got to see them in the state tournament a couple years ago. But you were the winner of the three-point contest earlier.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I kind of came in with a little bit of rust, but, you know.
You were a third-team All-State selection in 2A, according to the case you covered today as well.
That's good.
Yeah. You're going to go to college to pursue a degree in sports management. Any idea where?
Not yet. I'm trying to make a decision, but I don't know yet.
Well, Lainey, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck in your future.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Lainey Winfrey of Eureka.
17-12, Red Squads trying to get in after having early control wrested from them, and we do have a foul here. Josie Romig with the foul there, and at the line for Tuolevi Kipley Jacobs of the Mission Valley. Right now, this is totally unofficial. Crouch has 5 for the Red. Weekly with 3, and then you've got 2 each for Hendricks and Boss. For the Blue, you have Winfrey with 6, Romig 4, Hadley 4, Simmons 3. Ball knocked away. Here comes the Red Squad. 17-12. We're under 10, so our next dead ball will be a timeout. Three-pointer here is pretty well short. Rebounded by the Blue, and here they'll go the other way. Dylan is now in position here for an interview once we get back to action. Ball fake by Simmons. Simmons and hands off for Shoemaker, and we're still working on the right side of the floor here. Simmons with the ball fake, stops, has to get rid of it. She was about to trigger, and then a couple of the Red players ran out on her, and we got a whistle and a held ball and a timeout. Hendricks gets the foul, and, well, maybe we don't have a timeout.
Yet. Yeah, it should be.
We should be. Yeah, we're at 9:30 left to go in the half, and that should be the whistle, and that is our timeout. Blue 17, Red 12 at the Flintos Optimist All-Star Classic. On the girls' side, the boys to come as we continue our coverage from the Optimist All-Star Classic at Wyatt Auditorium. You're listening to Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. By the Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County community's Go Bulldogs. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
Just over midway through the first half of the girls' side of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE.com. Blue Squad here coming out of the timeout has Winfrey, Shoemaker, I believe that's Hadley.
Yeah, Sage is out there.
Wendell and Ashlock. Red Squad, and we're going to have to do this piecemeal here, but they have Buyer out. Here's a long run from Weekly, which is off target, but rebounded by the Blue. And then knocked away. There's bodies on the floor. The ball's not secured until now. Wendell, oh, man, wide open underneath.
LCL, the LCL there.
Easy layup by Ashlock. Are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
Okay, who you got?
I got Madison's Jalen Weekly. Talked to Candace a little bit ago. Feel different on the other side.
Yeah, a little bit. We have some pretty good on-court chemistry, so it's different seeing that from another angle.
A good year for you guys. I know running in the Little River, but you went over 1,000 points in your career, first team all-league. second team All-State, according to Keisha Covert. So a lot of good accolades for you in your senior year.
Thank you. I couldn't do it without my teammates and my great coaching staff.
Still doing track this spring?
Yep, I'm conditioning, and that's what's keeping me kind of in shape for this thing.
There you go, there you go. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do in track and hopefully be down in Wichita in 9 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. We have a pretty strong track season coming in with a few seniors that are pretty strong and a few juniors and sophomores.
You're going to go to school to study psychology, and you know where you're going to go?
Yeah, actually this Tuesday I just committed to Allen County Community College for basketball.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know the Athlete of the Week plaque you got during the basketball season had to be some motivation too.
Yeah, it was. It was that and the Emporia Gazette Athlete of the Week.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know Yolen Luthi's down there playing volleyball, and one of the Peaks is down there too.
Yep. Unfortunately, Yolen won't be there next year. I'm not sure about Audrey, though.
Well, hopefully Audrey's there. It'd be nice to play with someone from the league again.
Yeah, it would, to see how well we can play together instead of against each other.
Well, Jalen, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Looking forward to seeing what you do in track this spring. Best of luck at Allen.
Thank you.
That's Jalen Weekly of Madison. Chuck?
All right, we've got 8 minutes and 1 second to go here before halftime. The Blue Squad has edged out to a 19-12 lead following a basket here. I believe that was Ashland, I believe. Red Squad has on the floor. We weren't able to get them listed earlier, but we do have Crouch on, plus we have Hefner. Boss is on the floor. Jones, this three is off target here, and there's looking to see who else we have out there. I think Weekly as well. So that goes out of bounds, but there's a foul, and it's a loose ball foul. So Red gives it up, and Blue has it. 7:45 to go, first half. Let's head back down to the Red sideline.
Joined by Addy Hendricks of Northern Heights, and how's it feel to be back in White Auditorium?
Feels nice. I was out with injury when we had our tournament here, so it's nice to play back on this court.
Feel different to play in the Lyon County League this year?
Yep, definitely a little different. Still some of the same girls I'll see in the Lyon County League, so it's really fun.
Well, you're going to go to K-State for Communication Sciences still?
Yes, I am. Very excited.
Must be excited. You're going to see some good football and basketball.
Yes, of course.
What kind of stood out in your decision?
For college decisions, a lot stood out, but mostly just the major and the program. That's all I really looked for. So K-State had a really good one, and the atmosphere was amazing.
Awesome. Well, Addy, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck at K-State.
Thank you so much.
That's Addison Hendricks of Northern Heights. Chuck?
All right. Well, we've just had a bucket by Jalen Weekly, so I believe that puts her at 6 for the game. Now on the other end, we've had a foul, so Sage Hadley's at the line for 2. She's hit 1. And it looks like we've got a substitution. Ooh, they just brought Hendricks back on the floor, and Hefner is sitting. 20-14, 21-14, as both free throws by Hadley are converted. 7:15 to go, first half. At some points in time, we get to call play-by-play. Sometimes we just let the interviews go the way they want to. Here's a jump shot, which is no good. Second jump shot, no good. Both by Boss. Ball is knocked down. And the Reds going to get a steal in its own front court area. And a nice job spinning the ball in the bucket by Sierra Crouch. 21-16 blew over the Red here so far.
Sierra had a really great game to end her season a couple weeks ago with a lot of threes in Colby.
Yep. We're at 6:40 to go before halftime, so we're approaching the final media timeout here of the half. And we've got to travel. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the Lyon County League Commissioner, Scott Grogue, and one of our officials, Nancy Tooley, also here. Nancy Tooley did a couple Emporia High games and just kind of remember faces and just remember who they are. They're volunteering their time.
That's right. Do a great job of it, too. Simmons and Romig now back on the floor for the Blue. 6.5 to go. Ooh, trip and a foul. And I believe the guilty party there is going to be Davis. Oh, they got Hadley instead. Regardless, we're getting closer to halftime. We'll talk individual and team stats here when we get there. Really more individual than anything else. And once we get to halftime, too, we'll be chatting with at least one representative of the Flint Hills Optimists, maybe more. Oh, boy, a hard foul. Going into the lane, I believe that was Weekly. And she got pretty well crunched in both directions. Savannah Davis this time does get the foul. 6:20 left. Weekly at the line for a pair. And to the floor we go for an interview, and then Dylan Sherwood leading the way again.
Trinity Wendell of Hartford now with me, and I called your guys' game against South Haven, and free throws were big, and I thought you guys almost had that.
Yeah, that was a rough game. I'm really proud of how my team came back. We fought hard at the end. We got down by quite a few points, but we came back, and I think that showed a lot of perseverance for our team. So.
Yeah, that was a fun game to call, and your coach Ryan Thomas across the way. I know your mom and dad are across the way too, and I've known your mom for quite a while actually.
Oh yeah, I have a great support system. My parents, they go to everything with me. They take me to every practice, every game that I've had. I'm really thankful for what they do for me.
You were a second team All-Lyon County League selection, also part of the defensive team, and also an honorable mention All-State from Kasia Cover today.
Yeah, that was one of my goals this year. I got All-Defensive Team in League last year, and one of my goals this year was to make just a regular league team, and getting both was a really great honor. So.
What's it like to be back at Wyatt Auditorium one more time?
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to be back here, but it's great to play on this court again.
You're going to go to Kansas Wesleyan for neuroscience.
Yeah, it's just kind of something I'm very passionate about, really interested in that, and I also hope to continue my track career there.
I know their track coaches, too.
Yeah, Kyle, he's been great.
Yep, I've known him since he started there.
Yeah, he's been great. He's really been reaching out to me lately. I'm really thankful for him.
And, I also know their SID. He's from Reading, David Tolley, so you'll get to know him, too.
Small world.
Yeah. Well, high expectations for you this spring in track?
I'm really looking forward to it. I've got a lot of goals this year, and I want to accomplish them.
Well, I hope to see you down at State, too.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Trinity, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at K-Dub.
Thank you, sir.
That is Trinity Wendell of Hartford. Chuck, and I believe we have a media timeout.
Our last one of the half, 4:48 to go here before halftime. Blue does still lead. The lead now is 23-19. We're back after this as we continue for Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic on Country 101.7 FM and KeyVUE.com.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates provided.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. By USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to all Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs! And by the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
First half is approaching intermission. 4:48 left. The Blue has led by as many as 7 points. The Red by as many as 6. Blue, though, has had the better of it for longer, and they lead 23-19 here as we get really into the deep stages of the first half.
Yeah, good close game. That's what we like to see in these All-Star games.
Yep. And remember, the two-minute mark is when make-it-take-it goes into
that
effect.
That is correct.
So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens here with make-it-take-it, especially if the game is close as we get to that point. Lob underneath. Shot is no good from Kipley Jacobson under duress. The Blue squad comes the other way. Downcourt pass for Simmons, but she's cut off, and now she loses the basketball. Still gets to Roaming. Back out to Simmons. Corner three right. That's off target. Blue gets the ball back, however, is going to try to work into the lane. Roemig, she's harassed, lost the basketball. Simmons has it. There was a reset of the shot clock, however, so we're now at 18. Simmons right wing. Three-pointer is off to the left, and the ball got out of bounds. Last touch by Blue team members.
And, Chuck, another thing you got to realize is with the shot clock is the Lyon County, everyone that played in the Lyon County League, you know, got to use a 35. The Flint Hills League, or even Emporia High, they didn't even get to play a full season with a shot clock.
Jump shot from perimeter is no good. Red able to save it. This is a three-pointer up and around, pinballing it out from Hadley. Looks good, just didn't go. And here comes the blue on the transition attack. Backing up, missing the short jump shot. Rebound, Wendell follows. That's no good. And the follow here from Wendell is leading to a foul.
Trinity Wendell did that a lot in the game that I called against South Haven. I kind of brought that up with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she really did some good things in that game. I believe she had a double-double that night. Just came 1 point shy of getting back to state for the first time since 2019.
So Wendell's at the line for two. And the first free throw is good, her first point. And we're going to have substitutions. Blue side is going to bring Hefner and, well, I apologize, wrong ones, Ashlock and Winfrey back on. Been doing that all day, so I apologize.
Well, I'll help you with
substitutes. I think Hefner is back on the floor.
Yep,
here for
Adair's
the red
out
side.
There.
One more for Wendell. We're at 3.5 to go, basically, before halftime. Free throw is long. She knew it, basically, as soon as she let it go.
That was something she struggled with in that game. That free throw line was their Achilles heel in that game.
Yep. Wendell harassing ball handler Hadley, and we got a 10-second call.
There's a reason why she was named All-Lyon County League Defensive Team.
There it is.
You know I love to bring my energy.
They brought the energy, too.
They
this
did.
This has been a feisty game, though. I mean,
you said you heard
point.
It in pregame.
Yep.
With the coaches.
Both of them said they like the scrappiness of the squad, and especially you're seeing that on, you've seen it on the perimeter all game. Euro step this time is no good from Wendell. Rebound by the red squad, down five. Jacobson, ball fake. Oh, great cut to the backside.
Oh, nice move. Lexi,
Lexi Boss for 5 points now, and it's now 24-21.
I thought the Osage City girls were going to go on a run and ran into a juggernaut in Colby.
Laney Winfrey bombs a triple.
There's a reason why she was an All-State selection in 2A for Eureka.
Roman, actually apologize on that. That is, let's see here. Crouch comes back onto the floor.
Yeah.
And Beyer sits down. We're at 2:50 to go here in the first half of play. Red squad trailing by 6, 27-21. Oh, man, in and out from Boss there. But the rebound, bump, and scored is Adea Hefner.
Go to work, Adea. She had two games in a row in the Glacier's Edge tournament where she went for 15 and then less than 12 hours later scored a career-high 17 points in the JV gym in the seventh-place game Glacier's Edge tournament. Her Aunt Katie across the way, gotta love it.
Yep.
She probably heard me.
There's a lot of people, aren't you? All right, free throw by Hefner's good. So she has her first 3 points of the night, 2:40 to go. And the red is just a three-pointer away from getting this thing knotted back up again. Oh, great back cut, but the pass was a little errant. Ball is knocked away, though, and the blue has it back. To the corner, I believe that's Weekly or Winfrey. Jump shot, no. There have been a lot of shots that have been looking pretty good. They just have not gone in, and there's an errant pass out of bounds into the blue bench.
Can't be missing from point-blank range. You know, the efficiency on a shot down low, you got to think you're hitting it 9 out of 10 times.
We're 2:20 left. Well, we should be under 2:20 left. The clock is frozen now.
Oh.
Deep three.
Bob Bernheide, get on it.
Yeah, and over the backboard we go.
I don't know if we want to blame Brett Stewart. I'm not going to blame Stewie.
I think people heard you down there on the front there.
Hey, all we're having is fun.
That's all we need to do. Officially, we're at 2:10 to go here before halftime. Red has the ball, trailing by three. And the make it, take it will be probably in effect here by the time this possession is over. Here comes a three to tie. Oh, it's in!
Lexi Boss!
Lexi Boss with a three-pointer to tie the game.
Well, and her younger sister, Kaylin, named Sports in Kansas' underclass non-senior player of the year, and that the Boss family is really good. Landon going to be playing for Coach Garen Higgins.
Underneath. Jump shot from Hefner, no good. Rebound ripped away by Shoemaker.
Oh, I thought Adele was going to hit that one again.
Minute and a half to go. We're tied at 27. Wendell gets free. Her shot's blocked and a foul.
Oh, Adea Dill, she blocked a lot of good shots for the Lady Spartans this year, and there are times where she probably was like, no.
No. Well, Wendell will go to the line for a pair. She's one of two her last trip. It was interesting on that possession, though, because Wendell looked like she was setting a screen, and then she just basically rolled into complete vacuum space. And Hefner came out from out of nowhere to challenge the shot. Free throw here is no good. And then Wendell will have one more coming here in just a little bit. Sage Hadley back on the floor for the Blue. Wendell back at the stripe for her second free throw attempt. And that one is around the back rim and off target. So we're still tied to 27. Remember that the Red Squad led early by 6.
Clock didn't start again. Delayed there.
Yep, Blue Squad has been up by as many as 7. Deep three, good. Sierra Crouch is having herself a half.
She is continuing that momentum from that third place game. I think she had 26 or something.
Unofficially, she's got 10 now.
Well, I mean in that state game.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But good for her. She's going to work.
Here's a forced shot, no good on the Blue side, and here comes the Red. Across center will be Crouch. Under a minute to go. Bounce pass for, I believe that was Weekly, and
yep.
Then she got harassed and bumped. 54 seconds left before halftime. And Sage Hadley will be the guilty party on this foul.
Well, when I called Lebo's game at Substate in their Substate final, she picked up 2 fouls, and then I was like, well, Sage Hadley in foul trouble, and then Allison Conrady decided to go off. She was named our Athlete of the Week today as the spring selections.
Free throw Weekly is in, and we got one more coming here. Again, it was plus 6 for the Red Squad right out of the gate. Then it's been between plus 4 and plus 7 for the Blue since then up until recently. Second free throw from Weekly, not good. Less than a minute to go, and the Blue Squad now trailing by 4. Well,
that's
by 1.
Make it take it.
It is a make it take it. A triple from Lainey Winfrey. That's 4 for her.
Wow.
4 three-pointers already here in the game. And no, I have not figured out how many she's missed, but she's been dead on.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
When it counts the most.
Exactly. So 40 seconds left. There's a 16-second difference between shot clock and game clock in case we get to that point. Winfrey spins to the right, in trouble, gets the ball underneath, a push, and a missed shot. Follow shot is good by Savannah Davis. And so the Blue Squad has the...
Yeah. So it should be red ball
since
Blue just took the lead.
Yep.
Macy Smith loving that with her team back on top.
Fourth lead change, if memory serves me correctly, here of the half.
You can remember that because I have to write it down.
All right, 15 seconds left. Blue Squad has it. Weekly left wing to the free throw line and cut off. Here's Abby Jones in traffic, shot blocked, gets it back into the corner, but running out of time with 4 seconds left. 3-2, here comes a fake by Crouch. She gets the shot up and misses.
I thought that was going to drop.
Oh, boy. Well, we've had a fun first half, and we hope you have too. We hope you're also getting ready for a fun second half here. This is the girls' bracket, the girls' half of our Flint Hills Optimist Area Basketball Classic. And right now the Blue Squad has a 32-31 lead. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about individual numbers. We'll talk about really perspectives here on the first half. And then hopefully we'll be able to chat with one of the Optimist members who's helping to put on this doubleheader. So all of that's coming up as we continue our coverage of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic. You're listening to Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable internet in northern Greenwood and Coffee counties, connect with confidence at mtnetworks.com. ESB Financial, making banking simple. From personal and business banking, online services, and 24/7 ATMs, your money is always within reach. Learn more at esbfinancial.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. and by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support Madison High School student-athletes every step of the way. By Burlingame USD 454, engaging, inspiring, and empowering their students in the classroom and on the court. Bearcat Strong. And by the She Shed. Stop by the She Shed for coffee or lunch and browse their secondhand store. They proudly support the Hartford Jaguars.
Back at White Auditorium, Chuck Samples, Dylan Sherwood. We'll be talking with Ken Hansen of the Flint Hills Optimists and also part of our Area Game of the Week coverage here shortly. 32-31, the Blue Squad has the lead in the girls' half of our doubleheader. The boys are going to be coming up here in just a little bit. So, Dylan, you've got Ken with you. Ken's, again, a longtime voice here across the Flint Hills and a longtime member of the Flint Hills Optimists. So we're going to be getting to him in just a quick second. I think that quick second is up. Let's go down to Dylan.
Just had to adjust the mic, trying to save battery and everything. Joined now by the great Ken Hansen. That's what you're referenced to by me. But
thank you.
Well, another good time here tonight.
Yeah, it is. So far, it's been a fun girls' game. They've been up and down, just playing away, and everybody seems to be having fun out there on the court.
And you emphasized that Wednesday night at the banquet.
Yeah, that's one of our rules, have fun. If they don't, then it can be a miserable night. But we want them, for many of them, this is their last time that they'll play on a court, on a big court. And so we just hope that they come in and have a good time and see who comes out ahead.
It's going to be a fun second half as well. Well, talk a little bit about what's coming up with the Optimist Club.
Well, our next big event, and it's a big one, it is Saturday, April 19th at 10 o'clock when we'll be having our annual Easter egg hunt up at Jones Park. And remember, with the way the streets are, you might have to come in off of Lincoln instead of on off of Prairie. That'll be at 10 o'clock, and it'll be done at 10:05.
And you encourage everyone to get there early.
Yes, we do. We do. And we have them from all different age groups, from 2-year-olds up to 9-year-olds. And we also have an area for disabled kids.
That's great. Just talk a little bit about where funds go for tonight and just talk a little bit about that as well.
What's that, Dylan?
Oh, about funds? Funds from tonight's game? Where do those go to?
Oh, they go to all kinds of projects around the area, like summer reading at the library. And one of the things we want to encourage is we are the Flint Hills Optimist Club. We're the Flint Hills Optimist Club. And so, therefore, if you have a project in your area and you're listening now, come to us and see if we can help fund the project in whatever community is out there.
Most definitely. Ken, anything else?
Number one, thank you to KVOE. Thank you to you, Dylan. Thanks to my buddy Michael, Beaker, Tegan, and Chuck here tonight filling in for Michael. I know Michael would love to be here, but he was at an aunt's funeral today. So we want to wish the best. And Michael was also a part on the selection committee for this team, for this game. One of the things when you have in Michael and myself is people who have seen a lot of the area kids, even with the Flint Hills League kids and the Lyon County League kids. But then when you throw in Brett Stewart, who sees a lot of the Emporia High kids and some of the other outlying areas, we really do have a good group that sits down and try to put together the best product we have.
I got one more thing I want to throw at you. Coach Billiter was the speaker on Wednesday night. That was a, you know, I haven't met Coach or talked to him in person, but he really gave a good speech on Wednesday night.
He was great. And, you know, his history around with basketball, and he had such a good message about starting out coaching a JV team his first year, that One game they only scored 11 points. But how doing those little things got him to where he's at today.
Yes, yes. Well, Ken, thanks for the time. Thanks for everything you do for us. And we look forward to talking again soon.
All right, that'll be great.
Ken Hansen with us, chairman of the committee of the Basketball All-Star Basketball Classic. Chuck, we got a close one here. Maybe get another break and we'll talk about numbers.
Yeah, let's do that. And also, the point that Ken made about the Easter egg hunt coming up here in a couple of weeks, the fact that you're going to have to go in on Lincoln Street, you already have to get there a good solid 45 minutes early.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have to add another 15 to 20 minutes on top of that.
That's very true.
Going to have to get there before 9 o'clock for that. We'll talk more about that later here this evening. We also do want to take a quick break here. It's halftime of the girls' half of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic, and the blue team holds a one-point lead, 32-31. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student-athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Wolf Wash, Dog Wash, and Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all of their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! By Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. And by Rayburn Heating and Cooling Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Back from White Auditorium, Chuck Samples, Dylan Sherwood. We're about set for the second half. We're going to go really quickly. And these are about as unofficial as the numbers can get. The Blue Squad right now, 12 from Lainey Winfrey. We've got 6 from Sage Hadley, 3 from Jocelyn Simmons, 4 from Savannah Davis, 4 from Josie Romig, 1 from Trinity Wendell, 2 from Candace Ashlock. Again, thoroughly, completely, hopelessly unofficial numbers here for you today. For the Red Squad, Jalen Weekly right now has 10. Lexi Boss has 8. Sierra Crouch has 10. Addison Heinrichs has 2. Adea Hefner has 3. So that's the way we currently have things. I think I lost Dylan here in just a second. So we're going
to
remind you.
I had to go talk to Patrick Gardner. He has a special delivery.
Oh, awesome. Good deal. It's always good to talk with Patrick and really all of our area coaches, too. So a couple of things. First off, the boys are going to be following our doubleheader coverage here today, or actually following the second half of our doubleheader, I should say. So we'll have that game for you, give about 15 minutes or so after the girls' game is done. And I'm really remiss in wishing our best here for Michael Deeker and his family.
Most because, definitely.
You know, normally he would be the one who's got the chair that I'm sitting in right now, but because of a recent passing in the family, he is not here with you. So, Michael, if you're listening, hopefully we're doing you proud. So I'm going to take a final break. We're going to make this a 30-second break here, and we're going to roll into our second half coverage of the girls' game. Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic on Country 101.7 FM.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Advantage Metals Recycling in Emporia. They buy high-quality scrap metals from appliances, old vehicles, farm equipment, and structured steel. Advantage Metals Recycling, 302 Graham Street. Emporia Public Schools, they engage, they empower, they inspire. And by Becker Auto Sales, great deals on premium pre-owned vehicles with financing options for everyone. Visit BeckerAutoSalesLLC.com today.
That's it for the second half here on Country 101.7 FM and KeyViewE.com. As Dylan goes off and starts chatting with some of the boys who are going to be on the court here in about half an hour to 40 minutes. In case you're just joining us here on Country 101.7 FM, the girls' half of our doubleheader is going to be, well, obviously it has been, it's 20-minute halves. We've had media timeouts at 15, 10, and 5 minutes to go before intermission. That obviously will stay in effect here for the second half as well. And make it take it, Keem, with a very tight game to begin with. So neither team could really get a run possibly unfolded, as we've seen in the past here from the Optimist games. But regardless, fun time to be had. Dylan's having himself a great time. Getting a chance to fist bump and high five with some of the folks there in the first couple of rows.
Blues. Yeah, I'm a pretty important person.
Absolutely. We are underway the second half of play. The Blue Squad now moving right to left, as we call the action on Country 101.7 FM. Here's a jump shot from the left corner by Hadley, which is off target. Transition attempt is not going exactly as planned for the Red Squad, but they are able to get the ball deep, and now comes back out to the perimeter. Baseline drive by Boss, and then now he kicks out for a deep three, which is no good, but Red team is able to get it, and a jump shot here is up and in by Sierra Crouch. She continues her hot play, and the lead goes back over to the Red Squad, and that is our fifth lead change here of the contest. Jump shot no good. Red has the ball back. Ball poked away from, Kipley Jacobson, who had the ball there for a second.
You know another good thing, Chuck?
What?
I brought Athlete of the Week plaques that got made, so I'm trying to find the ones that I need to deliver. So.
Oh, you're really getting your steps in other words.
Yes. Yes.
We are about a minute played here in the second half. It's a one-point game, and now a turnover by the Red. I'm going to go back to a point that we had made really throughout the course of the first half, how both coaches really like the feistiness and the spunk of their players. In a tight game, we're going to see how that plays out. Before we see that, because that's probably in a good another 10 minutes out, let's restart the interviews. Dylan Sherwood.
Joined now by Osage City's Sadie Shoemaker. And, oh, man, you guys were on a tear. And then Colby got you guys in the quarters in 3A.
Yeah, they did. I'm proud of what we did, though. Our goal was to make it to state, and we did that. I mean, obviously, we wish we could have done better, but I'm still proud of how far.
What's it been like playing for Coach Boss the last couple of years?
It's amazing. Coach Boss, she just has confidence in all her players, and it makes you feel great to play, and it just makes playing so much fun.
What about Lexi on the other side?
It's difficult because I'm like, oh, Lexi, my teammate. I want to help her, and I want her to score, but I want to win. So.
Well, I know you got to play with Kaylin, who was named the 4A and under non-senior player of the year today, according to Sports in Kansas.
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, I think the greatest thing about Kaylin is she's very humble, and she also wants her teammates to do well as well, and she's just amazing. She's a great person.
Nice to be back in Wine Auditorium one more time.
It's awesome. I love it here. Thank you so much.
Well, and you're going to pursue a degree in media and productions. Where are you going to go?
I can either go to Liberty University or University of Arkansas.
Wow, you're going to go far.
I am going to go far, yeah. I'm excited, though.
You're excited, though. Well, future as a journalist or what?
I'm hoping to be in films.
That's cool.
Producing main pictures.
That's cool. That's cool. So, well, Sadie, congratulations on all your accomplishments, and best of luck in where you decide to study.
Thank you so much.
Sadie Shoemaker of Osage City.
Chuck? All right. 17-10 left to go. Second half of play. Blue Squad with a one-point lead. Can't add to it despite an open 12-footer, but they are able to get the ball back. 17 minutes to go here. Looks like Dylan is, I believe, headed back around the other side of the floor to the Reds' environs. Here's a deep three by Simmons, which won't go down, and Beyer has the rebound for the Red Squad. Trying to take the lead back, ball poked away. We have seen a lot of balls popped out, specifically on the perimeter. Does get to Jacobson, who's in trouble. Nice bounce pass to get out of harm's way. Jump shot. Just off the center, no good. Deep, no good. Follow is out of bounds, and it's last touched by the blue. Did not get to the rim, though, after the first shot did. So we will have a no clock reset. 16:27 to go here in the game, or at least in regulation. And yes, as tight as it is, we've now had six lead changes. And four of those really within the last, say, 5 to 6 minutes of game action. We haven't had an overtime in a long time here, so we'll see how that goes. Deep three, good. Kipley Jacobson with her first bucket. It turns out to be a long one, and that flips the lead back over. Our seventh lead change. It's 36-34, red with the advantage. Let's go back down to Dylan Sherwood.
We're over on the red team. Abby Jones, Lebo with me. And, hey, mom's, your mom over there is giving some fist pumps across the way.
Yeah, I see that. They got their headphones in, too. They're listening.
Hope we're doing you proud.
Yeah, hopefully. I got to call one of your games this year. That was a good game. I really liked how you guys played there in McPherson. It had to feel nice to get back to state again.
Yeah, it's always great to go, especially with our team. It's a great year this year.
Good volleyball year as well?
Definitely, yeah.
It has to. You have a lot of great accomplishments over the last 4 years at Lebo.
Yep.
Well, what's it like to come back and play at Wye Auditorium again?
It's an honor. It's great. Great to be out here with all these girls that I've played against most of these years.
You guys are off to a strong start in softball, too.
Yeah, I think we have a great year coming up this year.
Dad, coach, he actually gave me our Athlete of the Week this week with Allison.
Yeah.
Conrady.
Yeah, she had a great game. That
she did.
Fun. Yeah. Those two bombs, I mean.
Well, I know you're going to continue to do some good things, and I noticed recently you changed your college decision.
Yes, I did. I decided to go to ESU now.
You must be proud that you're not going to be in Ichabod.
I guess.
What are you going to study?
I'm going into health and human performance.
Awesome. Well, Abby, wishing you the best of luck at ESU and best of luck the rest of the spring in softball. Hopefully you guys make a run.
Thank you.
Abby Jones of Lebo, and we have a media timeout.
And we got a lead change as well. Blue Squad back on top, 38-36 with 14:49 to go in regulation. We're back after this on Country 101.7 FM.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. And by Kansas Land Bank, they're now Equity Bank, and they're proud to support all area athletes. With 37 locations across Kansas, they never forget, it's your money. Learn more at equitybank.com, member FDIC.
The Foothills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company, where you'll find footwear for the whole family at 603 Commercial in downtown Emporia. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all athletes good luck. And by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and the surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all their endeavors.
Back above White Auditorium's floor by a couple of rows, Chuck Samples here. Dylan Sherwood, who is on the floor right behind the blue bench. What are you hearing from the coaching staff there, sir?
I will probably tell
not much yet.
Not much, but but Macy Smith's team has a two-point advantage, and I knew we were expecting a good second half.
I tell you what, we had four lead changes in the first half, a couple of those coming within the last 2 minutes of the half. And we've had four lead changes already in the first five-plus minutes of the second half. Red Squad has it, trying to tie it or flip the lead again. And Byer's going to bring it up across center. We'll go to the left side of the floor. Ooh, slipped there by Crouch. Is able to maintain the ball, maintain possession. Just miss on a long three. Followed shot is blocked, backing in underneath. And now we've got bodies hitting the floor, jump shot up and good by Lexi Boss. Boss and Weekly have had strong games, both of them so far. And that's headed back down over to Dylan Sherwood as we're tied at 38.
Joined now by Lyndon Savannah Davis. And, well, first off, congratulations on getting the scholarship, winning the scholarship the other night.
Thank you. That was, I really didn't expect it at all.
What's it been like to play for Coach Heckle the last 2 years?
It's been amazing. She's a great coach. She's done well for our program, and I'm excited to see how much we flourish in the next couple years. I fully believe that we can go to state here soon.
Allie Neisler, a big part of that.
Yes, she's very big in as well as with Jaden Segrist. She is doing well with shooting and on the rise of becoming great, just like Allie.
You do any spring sports?
Yes, right now I'm doing softball and track.
All right, well, maybe I'll be paying attention if you make it down to Wichita for state.
Hopefully.
What do you do in track?
I'm a thrower. I throw shot and jab.
So that's a couple of good throwing events.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to go to Fort Hays State for radiology technology. Is that still the plan?
Yes, it is.
You're going to go all the way to Hays. What stood out there?
They are one of the most affordable four-year institutions in Kansas, and that means a big to me. And it's got a great community, and I have some family that live out there.
Excellent. So you'll still have some home flavor here.
Yes.
Well, Savannah, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck here this spring with softball and track, and best of luck at Hays.
Thank you so much.
Savannah Davis of Linden. Chuck.
All right, and Sage Hadley just hit a very deep three to give the Blue a 41-38 lead. We're under 13 minutes to go in the second half of play from the Optimist All-Star Girls Classic. As the Red tries to get at least an uncontested shot. Shot clock's down to 9. We have not seen a whole lot of shot clock challenges here, but we got one now. Shot clock now 3 at 2 at 1, and the layup is good at the horn. Coming in from Adea Hefner. She's got 5. And the Red squad is down by 1. Ball is knocked away as the Blue continues. Oh, man, great drive high-low, but does not go down for Sadie Shoemaker. 12-10 to go, second half of play. And Dylan's got another interview. We'll get to him here in just a second. We'll let him get just a little bit of time to get set. Red squad loses the basketball. Here comes the Blue with a one-point lead, under 12 to go. Oh, they left open Lainey Winfrey.
Did she hit another three?
Don't do that. This is my first time seeing her.
Shelly Hoyt, where has this been?
15 points. All wow. On triples from Lainey Winfrey here tonight. Down to Dylan Sherwood with our latest interview.
Lexi Boss of Osage City with me, and you guys had a run, and Colby ran into you guys in that third quarter.
Yeah, they were definitely better than we had not anticipated, but we just didn't come out too prepared that third quarter, but we were trying.
What was it like to play for your mom the last couple of years?
It was an awesome experience, definitely one that I am very glad to have had. I love her to death.
She's taking a picture across the way. I enjoyed talking to the coach last couple of years. I think she was one of the other ones I really liked and enjoyed talking to every other week.
Oh, yeah, she's a fun one to be around.
What's it like to be back in Wynatorium one more time?
Oh, definitely exciting. We had a good tournament here when we were here last ended in a league championship, so it's fun to be in this environment again.
Brother Landon going to go play for Coach Higgins, actually already participating in spring ball. You got a fantastic track season coming up, and it's going to be a fun one because you and your sister are going to battle it out in the throws.
Oh, for sure. We've been putting lots of time in. We're helping each other get better at practice, but it'll be fun to see what happens at meets.
And you have signed to go to Wichita State.
Yes, I have. I'm very excited.
And you're going to study nursing.
Of course. I'm very excited to help other people.
Alexi, I've enjoyed covering you the last couple of years. Looking forward to seeing what you do in track. And I enjoy covering the other bosses as well. So good luck the rest of the way. And hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. But best of luck at Wichita State.
Thank you so much.
Alexi Boss of Osage City.
10:30 to go here in regulation. Back up 2 this time. And would you know, Lainey Winfrey had a 2 and didn't get that one. She did wind up getting the 3 from the last possession. 46-40, shot blocked underneath, bodies crash, a held ball foul on the Red. It looks like that's on a Hefner. 10:17 left, and I'm just going to preface this by saying here, if we do wind up getting a dead ball situation and a timeout during this next interview, we'll keep going with the interview, and then we'll come back here. And we'll play it by ear after that. But right now we've got Dylan Sherwood with our latest interview from the sideline.
Sierra Crouch of Levo, and you have had a great four-year career as a Wolf, and How about that shooting performance you had 2 weeks ago in Colby?
Yeah, I was just on fire, so I was just keeping shooting, just trying to stack up the points, I guess.
Coach Gardner has told me about how your game has improved over your junior to your senior season. Do you feel like that happened?
Yeah, I see a big increase. I've stepped into my role. We lost Audrey Peak, one of our main scorers, so I had to step up and start shooting and going and attacking the rim and getting those extra points that we don't have.
I got to watch you guys play in McPherson. That was a fun night.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun, and we really played as a team.
You get to team with Abby here tonight, and, of course, Sage over there the other way. Does it feel different?
Yeah, it feels way different. But, I mean, in practice, we scrimmage all the time, and I had to guard Sage, and it's a lot of fun. We go head-to-head, and we love to compete against each other. It's great.
Of course, Wyatt Auditorium, a very special place for you guys. The two state championship volleyball, the runners-up, and a lot of Lyon County League tournament wins here.
Yeah, we got a lot of wins here. Feels great to be back, and I'm going to miss it.
You're going to come here to Emporia State and study elementary education?
Yep, that's the plan as of right now.
And you got a great softball season coming up, and as I mentioned, Abby, good start.
Yeah, it's been a great start so far. We're excited for Monday and the rest of the season.
Awesome. Well, congrats on all your accomplishments, Sierra, and best of luck at ESU.
Thank you.
Sierra Crouch, Alebo, Chuck.
All right, then we are at a timeout now with 9:37 to go in regulation. The Blue Squad will be at the free throw line, if memory serves me correctly, with a 46-40 lead. We're going to keep it here because we're deep enough into the timeout that we're not going to take a quick break. Glad that you're joining us again on Country 101.7 FM as we have really one of our fun highlights of the annual calendar, the Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic. If you were listening to us at halftime, you kind of got a sense of the pride that optimists like Ken Hansen have had. You know, Ken and a number of the optimists are very seasoned veterans in organizing this. You know, also the fundraising for the group, the Easter egg hunt that's going to be coming here in about 3 weeks. And they do this because they have a passion for not only local youth and enriching their lives, but across really the entire Flint Hills region, which is why they're called the Flint Hills Optimists. So it's a joy to be part of this, to be asked to do this on an annual basis and be able to chronicle this event specifically. Two free throws coming for Trinity Wendell. First one is a little short, and then we will see how she does here with the second one. We had a very tight contest basically for the last 5 minutes of the first half, and now really for the most part the first 7 minutes or so of the second half. But the Blue Squad, after that Wendell make, now has tied its biggest lead of the game at 47-40. And let's send it back down to Dylan Sherwood.
All right, we got our third and final Levo Lady Wolf, Sage Hadley. And Sage, it's been great getting to cover you the last couple of years, and I know you still got a little more work to do here in the spring.
Yes, we have a good softball team this year, hoping we can make it to state. So.
Well, Allison Conrad, you got that one off, that walk-off the other night.
Yeah, she's really stepped up this year. She's done really great, so by hitting those two home runs, it was nice seeing that.
1A Division II Volleyball Player of the Year, unanimous first team, LCL selection, LCL Player of the Year, first team All-State according to Keisha Covered. You've just had a great senior year.
Yeah, it's been fun. I just really been working hard over the years, and it's really paid off.
Well, you're going to go to Barton, and you're going to play some volleyball still.
Yeah, I'm excited just to get to play volleyball still and just do what I love.
I believe their head coach was an assistant at ESU a couple years ago.
Yes, she was.
So she had to know about you when she was around here.
Yeah, she was. I used to play for the club EVA, and so she was my coach, and so that's how I got to get to know her.
Well, and I know Mom and Dad, and they're across the way. They got to enjoy everything, enjoying the way you and all your accomplishments.
Yeah, they've always supported me throughout everything. I'm really thankful for.
Awesome, Sage. Maybe another Athlete of the Week flag coming your way. Hopefully the spring kind of depends on what Coach Jones sends me. But hopefully something comes up. I know you got a lot of those.
Yeah.
Sage, congratulations on all your accomplishments and best of luck at Barton.
Thank you.
Sage Hadley-Alebo.
8:38 to go, second half of play. Red is now having some issues getting in a really good offensive set. Good look there this time by Jacobson, which is no good. Follow no good. Follow no good. Ball poked to the right side and picked up by the blue team. Under 8:30 to go here before regulation comes to a close. And the blue squad now with a chance to take its biggest lead of the night, leading by 7. Shot clock goes down under 15 seconds now as Wendell tries to curl to the right wing. Stops, needs some help. Nice back cut on the side, but on the right side, now we got a whistle and a foul. Or the ball goes out of bounds. Nope, out of bounds is what the call is. So, 8:05 left. Still a couple more minutes before we get here to the under 5 timeout. And the Red squad, who has, unfortunately for them, gone pretty much ice cold and has not had a ton of great looks here over the last 4 minutes, trying to get things ratcheted back around in a positive direction. Here's a long-range jump shot from Jacobson, which is no good. But it's picked up by Sierra Crouch, who's had a big game already. Jacobson, and the ball will go over to the left corner, and a jump shot here is up and in. Nice job on the triple by Lexi Boss. Again, Boss and Jalen Weekly have had big, big games for the Red squad and a much-needed basket by the Red. Now they only trail by 4. Jump shot, tough angle shot from Hadley, won't go, and ball pokes out of bounds, and now the Red has it back. 7:26 to go, regulation. Blue 47, Red 43. We only have a few more interviews left to go here. Driving the baseline right was Weekly, decides to back things out, and the ball gets knocked out and stolen. Across center will be Trinity Wendell as we approach the 7-minute mark here in the game. Jump shot from 3. Good by Sage Hadley.
That should have been an and one. I'm on the far side, and I believe Sage could have had an and one.
She doesn't. She could have, but she doesn't. So regardless, it's a 3-pointer. And the lead for the Blue is back out to matching its biggest lead of 7 here this evening. And we go under 7 minutes to go. On the right side of the floor, now the ball's knocked away. A rather dangerous pass with the Blue sagging underneath the defensive, really the offensive setup, and the Blue is able to get yet another steal. 6-4, oh, nice pass over to the corner right, jump shot strong, and there is a foul here as Roman will go to the line for 2. Back to Dylan Sherwood.
All right, we still have 3 left, so we're going over to the Red team, Avery Beyer of Chase County. Well, you guys got to go to state this year.
We sure did. It was a lot of fun and a really cool experience.
I thought there was going to be a lot of adjustments when you guys made that run, and then Donovan West got that run. Just really couldn't get it under 10.
It was. They were a really good team. They were really solid. We knew they were going to give us a lot of pressure in the full court and really press hard. And we tried to feed it to our big girl, Madeline Wilson. She is just really good. She is such a hard worker. She's amazing. I just tried to work our offense and just kind of struggled a little bit. They're a really good team.
What was it like to play for Coach Happy the last couple of years?
Well, he came my junior year, so it was a big adjustment. But he's just full of energy. He's really good at keeping us on our toes and making us work as a team, and it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
What's it like to be back at Y Auditorium again?
Well, my last game here wasn't how we expected it, nor what we wanted, but it's fun to play here one last time for my final game of high school. So, yeah, I'm loving it.
Doing any spring sports?
I am. I'm doing both track and softball this year.
All right. Well, you're going to go to Butler Community College for psychology.
Yep, I am. That's correct.
That's a special place to me, too.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun, I hope, and I'm hoping to get a lot of gen eds out of the way and then move to a 4-year of my choice. Not sure yet, but looking forward to it.
I'll tell you what, like I mentioned, that's a special place to me, and I know you're going to do good things down there, too.
Thank you so much.
That is Avery Beyer, and congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Butler.
Thank you so much.
That's Avery Beyer of Chase County. Chuck?
All right, Dylan, we're down to 6:07 left in the second half. I keep wanting to say quarters because I'm so used to that with the area game of the basketball coverage in Lyon County League. But we're in second half of play, under 6 minutes to go. The Red Squad, which had been having a pretty decent amount of success for much of the game, has really had a very hard time getting open looks and getting those whatever limited open looks to go down. And free throws coming here in just a second. Let's send it back down to Dylan Sherwood. Hold on a second, Dylan.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, now we're good. So I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I was trying to do the off and on. So we have
and it didn't work.
Yeah.
I understood.
So we have our final Red player, Kip Lee Jacobson of Mission Valley. And what's it like to be back at Winatorium?
It means a lot. As a senior class, we had a lot of good memories here. And just bringing us back, it's always fun to relive those in my head and hopefully make some new ones today.
Second team All Flint Hills League selection, honorable mention 2A, according to Casey Covered. That came out today. So good accomplishments on the basketball court.
Thank you. Yeah, it's exciting.
And you got a big softball season ahead of you.
Definitely. We're looking forward to
And you're going to go to a powerhouse in the JUCO, Butler.
Yep, that's something I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're doing well this year.
They have been good. I know their head coach. I've known her a little while. So what stood out about going to play for Morgan Bohannon?
Just like the culture. They have a big winning and I know some girls, and it just honestly felt like home. It's a cliche that everybody says, but it's true.
And it's not that far away from home, too.
Definitely. That'll be nice.
And you'll get to play all around.
Yep.
Well, Kip Lee, congratulations on all your accomplishments. And I know I pay attention to the Grizzlies a lot because, Landon Boss, All-American there for football. So I enjoy hearing what the Grizzlies do. So wishing you the best of luck at BUCO.
Thank you.
Kip Lee Johnson, Mission Valley. Chuck.
All right, Dylan, how many do we have here on the blue side?
I got one more.
Okay, well, we better probably get to that here ASAP. And I know Dylan is going down the tunnel so he can get over here to the blue side. We got a whistle with 5:03 left in regulation, and it looks like a push. Red team has the basketball now trailing by 7, 52-45. And we bring this up because we do have some thunderstorm activity that is starting to encroach upon portions of the listening area. Actually, in one case, that's down in southern Greenwood County, in central Greenwood County. We have a couple of storm clusters that are now exiting the area that have not turned severe, but we do have a thunderstorm risk here for the next several hours. So we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back with our final interview. And hopefully we don't have to make a couple of position switches, but if we have
to. We might have to.
If we have to. Regardless, blue 52, red 45, just under 5 minutes to go in regulation. Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic, the girls' side on Country 101.7 FM.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by USD 251 North Lyon County. Wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2024-2025 school year. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
The Foothills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair. Get your car or truck back on the road with quality service and mechanical expertise from Troy's Trannies and Auto Repair, 1025 Industrial Road in Emporia. Emporia Orthodontics, 919 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. Dr. Stephen Hott, your hometown orthodontist. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years.
We've got less than 5 minutes regulation. Still time for the red team to come back. Trailing 52-45 with the basketball. Before we get into more play-by-play action, we are going to send it back down to the sideline. Oh, wow. That is cool. They let, before we go on, they let Carly Ohl get on the floor, bad wheel and all, and she's able to score a bucket. to get her in the scoring column, get her on the floor for the Flint Hills Optimist experience. That's one she'll never forget, but Dylan.
You got me? Yes.
There
yes.
you go.
All right. Yeah, that's a special moment.
That was cool.
Here in this game, Carly Old getting to the book, so that's pretty awesome. So we're down to our final interview. As Chuck mentioned, we got storms coming our way, so we're going to try to get this one done because we're going to try to get Chuck out of here. Josie Romig of Waverly here, and I have talked to you before, but what's it like to be back at Wyattorium?
It's a special tradition that like we get to do, and it's so like it's honorable that we are able to do this every year through all the sports, and it's just a connection between all these teams coming to this big stadium, have a giant atmosphere, and come into it as a family, and it's just so fun.
I have to ask you. You've had some triple doubles that you've had in your basketball career. I know one of them got you Athlete of the Week last season, but how cool was that?
It's really fun, but it's mainly about the team. I like having my stats, and it's really nice because we have one of our teachers do our stats for us, and it's the best thing ever.
Second team all Lyon County League. You were part of the Lyon County League defensive team, and an honorable mention 1A Division II according to Acacia Cover that was released today.
Really? I didn't
know. Yeah. I literally had to write that down.
I didn't know that.
Well, you gotta be proud of all your accomplishments.
Yeah, it's really nice.
And you got track still.
Yes, yeah.
And I know you want to try the medal again. What's that, javelin, I believe?
Yeah, but I have a torn shoulder right now.
Oh.
I tore it last year, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, I remember I talked to Coach Piper a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been a struggle, but my team's helped me through it, and so hopefully track goes well. But right now I'm taking a best.
Well. That's good because you don't want to produce any more damage. You're going to go to Pitt State for mechanical and plastic engineering.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Plastic and mechanical engineering is like a big thing that I want to go into, but there's so much different fields in it. So I'm going to double to see which one I actually like more. But it's going to help me get my goals.
Well, Josie, congratulations on all your accomplishments. Best of luck at Pitt State.
Thank you so much.
Josie Romig of Waverly and Chuck, we got a two-point game with about 3 minutes to go.
Where have we seen this before? The first half. Red Squad trailing by two. And again, the Red Squad had a nine-point hole to climb out of, and they've almost done it, but the turnover on a lob pass. Here comes a Euro step from Winfrey, and they call a hold ball situation as opposed to a travel. So I believe that means the Blue Squad keeps it, and they will inbound out from underneath their own basket.
Not quite to make it take it yet.
We're close. 2:56 left. Only a two-point game. The Red Squad is led by as many as six, but that was basically the first 2.5 minutes of the game, and it's been Blue ahead or level basically the rest of the way from there. Here's a jump shot, and I believe that was tipped on the way up. That's the way they're going to call it. Buyer misses, but... Again, that was tipped, so Red Squad has it. The game clock reads 2:39 left. The Blue Squad has 54, and the Red Squad has 52. It does appear that we will be switching on-air personnel here fairly shortly, with the weather situation unfolding specifically to our south, with thunderstorms developing in Greenwood County.
That means I'm going solo.
So you're going to have to...
And I know Ken Hansen and I, we have a plan.
Yep, good.
We have a plan. Well, right. That means I might have to use a sideline to do coaches' interviews and then come back up here.
Understood.
So I'm going to figure this out, everybody.
We're going to figure it out. And
I've done games by myself, so it's nothing new.
I will also tell you that I hope somebody else has been keeping individual scoring
statistics. There's a reason why the book.
I was going to say, because my stats are so... We have gone past unofficial in a lot of different ways. Here's an up-and-under move by Weekly, but she's fouled. And possibly, with these free throws, 2:20 to go, we could be tied. Yeah.
And if you are a fan, well, they're going to send Jalen Weekly the line.
And the free throw is up, and it is no good. I'll tell you what, Weekly and Boss, though, and Sierra Crouch for the Red Squad have had... Big time game. Sage Hadley and Lady Winfrey for the blue team. Weekly one more. And
lane violation.
Yep.
Antsy Julie.
A little bit antsy on that. And
this is the clutch time situation.
It is very much clutch time. 2:20 left in a two-point game. casually across center is Hadley. Again, she's had a big game, and a bomb of a three-pointer is no good. And rebound is out of bounds to the red.
All right. Well,
we've seen some scrappiness, though, and there has been, at least from what I've been able to tell here, Dylan, hardly anything has been uncontested at all at any point in time in this game. Here's a deep three, no good. Rebound cleared by Jones for the red squad. Crouch trying to get free on the shake and bake, but there's no shaking to bake away. Here's a nice pass inside for Weekly. Layup good. Tie game, our ninth of the contest.
Wow.
We have a minute 40 to go.
Wow.
Three-pointer up a little wide from Winfrey. Ball goes to the near corner, and it's tipped and cleared out by Boss. Across center is Jones for the red squad, but she loses the basketball and a whistle and a foul.
Oh, and Abby decided to foul her teammate, her Lebo teammate, her, not her teammate tonight.
Hadley gets a gift, basically, and the two Lebo girls,
they're having
tied
fun.
Up just a little bit.
And their parents are right beside each other, top row of the lower level. Shannon and Casey across the way.
That's funny.
Brian, Coach Hadley, football coach at Lebo, not literally interjecting in that call.
We have a minute 15 to go. Tie game at 54. Winfrey curls, lost the basketball. It's on the floor in the lane up near the top of it, and we got a held ball.
On that way.
Blue ball remains with a minute six left.
Nancy Tooley probably calling for a reset. Hey, Chuck, I believe Blue will have to go. Well, they have to. Well, yeah, Blue. I'm going to say they're going to try to go inside. It's got to be Sage Hadley.
You'd think. Inbound comes for Romig, who's double-teamed for a second. Then the double-team peels away. The ball comes out, and the red team has it. Crouch, again, a tie game now with under a minute to go. Crouch zigzags, hands off for Jones. Jones into the right, actually Jones now at the right corner.
Ooh.
Ball nearly got away from Boss, but from Weekly. He's able to get it. Oh, man, pass all the way out to the perimeter.
Short
picked
time.
Up by Jones. Jones works her way into the teeth of the defense and draws contact with 36 seconds remaining.
And there's going to be a six-second differential between game and shot clock after these free throws.
Wow. We'll see Sadie Shoemaker check in here for the blue team as Abby Jones, attending Emporia State University here this fall, hits the first of two. I think that's her first point of the game.
Wow.
And it gives...
That's a big point.
It gives the red the lead by one. Our 10th lead change.
Her pops across the way like, yes, made that. Ice in her veins.
One more for Jones. It is no good. And
right,
the rebound is tipped and the blue has it. Here we go. Again, there's a six-second difference between shot and game clock. Hadley, triple team back into the corner. They left Winfrey open for three, and it pinballs out. Follow-up by Romig. No. Ball loose, out of bounds to the blue.
Wow.
20 seconds to go.
And Macy Smith's going to call a timeout to draw things up.
I tell you what, it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. Our first timeout of the game, and it's a one-point game, 55-54 red.
You know, there are times when my phone is in my hand, Chuck Samples.
Yeah.
I have done this before. I did it when I've done it multiple times in my broadcasting career and my journalism career in general. But I like to get some big plays on video. And this is one that could win them the game.
And we'll see what Coach Smith draws up here. And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, really not just what she draws up, but really what she feels comfortable drawing up, considering these girls have basically been together for a few hours.
And
yeah, you have the general,
you
know, plans in place, but how detailed can you get?
I will tell you something. Macy Smith drew up something with our high school coach, Jesse Nelson, right over here.
Here we go. There's 20 seconds left. The blue team has it down by a point. Inbounding is Shoemaker. Five count on. She gets it in for Winfrey on the left side. 18 seconds. Winfrey has to work around a screen. Romig. Wendell, three-pointer is short. Who's going to get the ball? It's tipped out of bounds, though, was on the line, Romig.
Wow.
So with 9 seconds left, the red team has to get the ball in bounds. And there may well be some foul shots coming here. Ball hits the side of the basketball on the pass. It is loose. Picked up. Jump shot by the Blue Squad. No good. Oh, good! At the horn! The Blue Squad wins! Was that Sage Hadley?
That was Sage Hadley!
That is one of the craziest last 7 second sequences that you'll see.
And Chuck Samples got that on video. We're going to put that on our YouTube. We're
wow.
I told you.
Yep.
I told you.
Craziness. The Red Squad has it, but in trying to get the ball down court after the inbounds, the ball hits the side of the backboard. Pinballs to a blue player. There's a rather wild shot with about 4 seconds left that's missed. And then it comes to Hadley, who is underneath the basket for the easy layup and the score.
And so another thing, they'll do the Brian Douglas MVP,
yes,
the scholarship, and the three-point winner, which will go to Lainey Winfrey. We will talk to Macy Smith and the MVP. So
outstanding. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and load up a four-segment break, and the reason for this is that I am going to go ahead and head to the station now just
okay.
to monitor the weather situation.
All right.
So Dylan Sherwood would take you the rest of the way home. When Dylan writes this up here tonight, I just throw the stats out the window.
I will check with the book, so I will make sure the great Ken Hansen gives me the official stats. So
that would be very much advised. So I've had a blast, Dylan. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks,
you know,
for jumping
this
in.
And what a wonderful game here. Hopefully the boys' game matches this, because you had 10 lead changes, or actually 11, because that last one came at the horn. A game that was no more than 9 points in either team's favor throughout the course of the game. And a lot of back and forth, great action, and a lot of smiles on both sidelines, even though one team had to lose. Blue 56, Red 55 on the girls' half of the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic. We are back with our in-between game coverage as we continue on Country 101.7 and KVUE.com.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. Chase County proud. Go Bulldogs.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department. Mark your calendars in April for Osage City's Smoke in the Spring. Check out their Facebook page, Smoke in the Spring, for updates and information. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Optimist All-Star Basketball brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. By the Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs. And by Grimmett Concrete, they do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 340-3434 or Scott at 343-0174 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you.
The Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Classic is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614. And by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates provided.
Welcome back to Wyatt Auditorium. Dylan Sherwood with you to take you the rest of the way here in the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic. Once again, the final, blue 56, red 55 on a game-winning bucket by Sage Hadley. We'll get that on our YouTube page at KVOE.com, or at, on YouTube. So we will have that, and we'll share it across our social media platforms later on tonight. Chuck Samples, again, departing as we do have some weather developing to our south. Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to be here in the position of our booth here at Wyatt Auditorium, and we will bring players and coaches or coach up. We will try to do interviews with Eric Porter and Dylan Farr before the game, so I'll have to use the sideline mic there. So we will do that. So once again, the MVP is Lainey Winfrey of Eureka. She also won the three-point shooting contest on the girls' side. And then the scholarship that was drawn, Savannah Davis of Linden won that on Wednesday. So I'll tell you what, Connie, why don't you give me another two-minute break. When we come back, we will hope to get to talk to Macy Smith and Lainey Winfrey, the winning coach and MVP of tonight's girls all-star game. Once again, blue wins it 56-55. So we're back in 2 minutes. We'll get our victorious coach and player here from Wyatt Auditorium. Back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Basketball Classic.